The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 410.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a nutritionist, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Huda Sheikh. Huda, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure, Sheena. I'm glad to be on this show and thank you so much for having me here. I am a clinical nutritionist and a dietitian by profession, so I basically have a master's degree in clinical nutrition and dietetics, and I'm also a certified diabetes educator. I also have my own nutrition website, which is known as NutriBond. So that's how I basically get in touch with my clients. I'm also somebody who loves writing blogs. So I've written about 60 blogs, health blogs till now. So that is what I basically do. And I'm also a motivational speaker. I feel lifestyle modification plays a very, very important role, and hence motivational speaking just helps me a lot, and that is how I basically go about with it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Huda, what's your cultural background?
I was born and brought up in Muscat, and I am currently residing in Mumbai. And as I am Muslim, and I feel, you know, it's very, very important that all of us, you know, just go ahead and pursue our dreams. So that is what I'm basically doing. And I live with my parents, and I love my parents. So that's very, very important. And yeah, and I have two siblings. So I basically am an Indian, and I'm proud to be an Indian.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote comes from, Venus Williams. She once said that you have to believe in yourself when no one else does. That makes you a winner right there. So I feel it's very, very important to pursue your dreams. It's very, very important to go out there and do what you love, because life is very short. So you should just go and do what you feel is right for yourself. And no matter what happens next, whether you fail or whether you succeed, again, as we say, failure is a stepping stone to success. So even if you don't succeed in it, does not matter. At least you would, you know, you would not regret that you did not try. You should always give it a try, and you should mandatorily pursue your dreams no matter what it takes. So I feel that is my favorite quote, and I feel every female out there should do what she likes. And if you have support from your family, it makes it just more wonderful. So that is my favorite self-confidence quote. Though we have many, but this is one of those quotes which I really like.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Okay, I feel self-confidence is the best outfit, so you should just rock it and own it. Also, ways in which you can be more self-confident is you should stop comparing yourself to others. You should just see you should be your own competition, and you should be focused on what you are doing. You should be relaxed. You should just go with the flow and not stress yourself on anything. Most importantly, you should love yourself, because you yourself are a gift, okay? And if you wouldn't have existed, many other things wouldn't have. So, and just be positive in each and every situation. Don't let negativity affect you. Be good to everybody in every situation, and you know, you need to just love what you do. So love your life, love yourself, because life is too short to waste your life in doing something that you don't love. So you should always go out there and love what you are doing. So if I have to put it down in short, it has to be, you need to love yourself, you need to love your work, and that is how, you know, you can be successful in life.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. Self-love is definitely the most important. You have to learn to love yourself so you can learn the kind of love you deserve and give back to the world. So thanks for sharing that. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Sreena, confidence has been something that has always stayed with me. But then, you know, there were times initially when I was not very confident about what I wanted to do in life, because I did, you know, face many obstacles wherein I wanted to do an MBA, but I could not do an MBA. When I wanted to become a doctor, I could not become a doctor. So somehow, you know, all of these things had demotivated me, but somehow, somewhere, you know, I just pushed myself that I have to be confident about what I'm going to do in my life. And no matter what happens, I just have to go ahead and do it. So once I discovered confidence, once I discovered self-confidence, I think, you know, things have become much more easier, much more simpler for me. So I don't let negativity affect me. Before, every small thing, you know, affected me. When I did not actually have self-confidence in my life, every small thing that anybody told me, I used to just feel, oh my God, am I so bad? Or is it that bad? Or, you know, I'm someone who cannot do anything in life. But once I discovered self-confidence, I think things have become much more simpler. Things have become much more easier. And, you know, I have just, you know, I'm at peace. That is what I can say. So before, self-confidence was not there in my life. You know, you're just empty when you don't have self-confidence. Because as I said, self-confidence is the best outfit that you can wear.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm sure we've all gone through that, you know, not always really not sure what to do we want in our lives and having every little thing be, you know, react to every little thing that happens to us. But was there a moment in your life when you realized like you were more than that, you know, you had the confidence to go out there and do what you love? What was that aha moment?
Yeah, there were many moments, Sreena, and I really did not know what I should actually be doing. But then that discovery of self-confidence was something that came from within. It was not something that, you know, it was not pushed on me, or there was nobody who actually told me that you're not confident enough, but I myself felt that I'm not confident and I should do things which I love. So, you know, I just felt at one point of time that what if I could not become a doctor? What if I could not do an MBA? I'm much more than that. So, you know, I will, whatever I do, I'm just going to make the best out of it. And that's what, by God's grace, I'm very happy with the profession that I've pursued. And I'm, you know, I've got a lot of accolades for it. So I feel, you know, that discovery just needs to happen. It can be anything. You're just sitting in your balcony and you just feel that you're not confident enough, or you just feel that, oh my God, I can do much more in life than what I've been doing. So it can be anything, you know, it can be life-changing moment. I think that life-changing moment came once I could not do my MBA. So, and when I actually sat down and I thought that, okay, this was the second profession that I could not take up, or the second thing that I could not take up, that is the moment when I felt, what if I could not do it? I can do much better things in life, and I can make, you know, I can still be successful. And that is the time, you know, I just felt you just need to do what you like, and you just need to give a try at least. Even if you don't succeed, it's simply okay.
Thanks for sharing that. And I know sometimes when you are set on one kind of path or plan and it doesn't go your way, you feel like you're a failure. But really, you know, it's just one way of doing things, and you know, there's many other ways to do what you love. Like you mentioned, you weren't able to do your MBA, but then you ended up, you know, becoming a nutritionist, dietitian, which actually worked out for you. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
I think my life is beautiful because, you know, I just don't look at, for me, money is not the measuring factor here. But what I feel is if my clients, if my patients are happy with the kind of advice I'm giving them, with the kind of diet plans I'm preparing for them, the kind of motivation that I give them and the follow-ups that I do, the moment they tell me that, Huda, you're the greatest, or you're somebody who has changed my life, or my life has changed after you have come into my life, you know, the moment they say something good to me, I think, you know, that is the moment I feel much more confident than what I am. Because when your clients are happy with the kind of work you are doing for them, when they are happy with the kind of advice you've given, I think that just changes everything. And what I look for is, you know, these small things, these small praises that I get from my clients. So for me, I think it has been, you know, a life-changing event, and I'm glad that I took up something like this. And you know, it's like many a times, you know, even doctors are not able to solve certain problems, or even, you know, they the patients end up becoming confused. And then when they come to you and you are able to solve that problem and they tell you that, you know, nobody has ever been able to solve that problem, I think that is what, you know, absolutely works in your favor. So all these small things, all the testimonials that I get, everything, every small praise that I get is, you know, is something that changes my life. So that's what I look for every day. And, you know, if I have anybody who says anything, you know, good about me, it just makes my day. So I feel, yeah, that's how it has worked in my favor. And I'm pretty happy that I took up something like this. So I would just like to tell each and every woman out there that no matter what happens in life, or no matter if you are not able to do it at a very young stage, you always have an option of doing things that you love. Be at 25 or be it at 50. You can pursue your dreams whenever you wish to. So just don't back off. Do what you like and do what you love.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that, you know, you're out there changing people's lives. And, you know, it's a great tip that you mentioned, you know, you can pursue your dreams at any time. I mean, there's so many people who, you know, started at 60 to do what they love. There's stories about that, you know, that we hear, like they started an empire at the age of 60 when most people are like retiring. So really, it's not about the age. It's just about what you do, what you love. It's never too late. So thanks for sharing that. And Huda, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, I am there on Facebook, I'm there on Instagram, I'm there on LinkedIn, so I can share the links with you. And I think all your, whoever is listening to us can connect with me through Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I also have my own website, so I think that is also, that could be a good connect as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Huda, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Huda's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Huda for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sheena, for having me here. I think it is a great opportunity for me to reach out to people, not just in India, but abroad as well.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Woman's Amazing Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.